Torah tells us in this week's parsha, that Moshe raised his hands to the Shemayim, to the heavens. And darkness fell upon the land of Egypt for 3 days. Rashi asks, why is it that Choshech came upon Egypt, the land of Mitzrayim, Shehayu Yisrael, also Ador Rishayim, that there were among the Israelites, among Bnei Israel, in that generation, there were evil people, below Hayu Rotzim Matzeis, they did not want to leave the land of Egypt. Umeltu, Bishloshes Yumei Afela, and they died during those 3 days of darkness, Kadei Shelo Yiru, Mitzrim, Bifalasem, in order that the Egyptians should not see the demise of the Jewish people, by Yomru, and they shouldn't say, Abhein Lokim Kamonu, that they, the Jews, died like us. The obvious question that one could ask upon reading this Rashi is, it's not true that not all the Rishayim died during the 3 days of darkness. After all, we know that the prototypical Rishayim were none other than Dasan v'Aviram. Dasan v'Aviram did not die in the plague of Choshech. Why not? Doesn't Rashi tell us that specifically these 3 days of darkness came upon the land of Egypt in order that the Rishayim should come and die so that the Egyptians shouldn't say that they died like we did? So why did Dasan v'Aviram not die during these 3 days? We know that they didn't die. After all, we know that Dasan v'Aviram, they were a part of the rebel rousers of the Meraglim. They were a part of Korach the Kol Hadasa. Dasan v'Aviram were the Rishayim that came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Sar b'shobet olenu, are you a officer and judge that's going to come and be the one to do what you did to the Egyptian? Are you going to do that to us? That was Dasan v'Aviram, Rishayim. And yet we know that they did not die in the plague of Choshech. Why not? In order to answer this question, we have to understand the essence of Dasan v'Aviram. Dasan v'Aviram were the arch rivals, the nemesis of Aaron HaKohen and the great Moshe Rabbeinu. What Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were to Kedusha and Tara, says the Direyol, Rabbi Yonah Teitelbaum, Dasan v'Aviram were lehepich, were the opposite extreme in the Kolach HaTumah. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were the Gedolei Hador, they were great leaders of Klal Yisrael. And Dasan v'Aviram were lehepich, they were great, but not in Kedusha and Tara, but in Tumah, in decadence, in Machlekes. The antithesis of Moshe and Aaron. But just like Moshe and Aaron that rised and maximized their potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given to them, Dasan v'Aviram were also great. They also maximized their potential, but it was not in Kedusha and Tara, but rather it was in the hepech, the opposite extreme. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen had hasagos, had aspirations to reach godless, and they became gedolim. Dasan v'Aviram had hasagos, they also had aspirations to reach godless, but in their way of tumah. And that is why I suggest that Dasan v'Aviram were not killed in the plague of Choshech, because they had hasagos. They had aspirations to reach godless. They didn't want to remain as avadim in Egypt. They didn't want status quo. If you look carefully in Rashi, in your medayik, in the words of Rashi, you will see exactly what I'm saying. Rashi says, "Belama hevi aleihem choshech." Why is it that Choshech came upon Egypt Shahayu b'Yisrael, that among Yisrael ba'osu ador, in that generation there were Rishayim, there were evil people, v'lo hayu rotzim latzeis, and they didn't want to leave. Those words of Rashi are extraneous, it's not necessary. All Rashi had to say was, Shahayu b'Yisrael ba'osu ador, that in that generation there were Rishayim, and therefore nesu b'shloshu shemei avela. Rashi is adding in those four words below how you wrote in Lotzeis to come and tell us that to be a person that died in the plague of Choshech, A, you had to be a Rasha, and B, you didn't have aspirations to reach godless. Below how you wrote in Lotzeis, they did not want to leave the land of Egypt. You had to be a Rasha. And you had to be someone that was satisfied and was willing to settle for status quo. You had to be a Rasha below Ahayu Rotzim Latzeis, and they didn't want to leave the land of Egypt. Dasan v'Aviram, they were Rishayim. Dasan v'Aviram were the ones that came and caused tremendous angst and sorrow and suffering to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. But they had Hasagos. They didn't want status quo. They wanted to reach godless. Granted, it wasn't in the way that Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to reach godless. But they were the ones that said with Korach, Kulam Kedoshim Madua Tisnasu Al Kahal Hashem, why? We all can be Gedolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tolerate the Rasha. There's always the ability, the possibility of tshuva, of repentance. But to remain status quo, to not yearn for more, to not want to reach the stars, to become better, for the Hayu Rotzim Latzeis, they didn't want to move on. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't tolerate. The Sichas Musar, Rechayim Shmulevitz, tells us that Eser Shemos Hayulol Moshe Rabbeinu, that there were 10 names that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He quotes the Medrash. And of all the names that Moshe Rabbeinu had, the one that was Kavua was the name Moshe Rabbeinu that was given by Bas Paro. Why ki min hamayim mishisiyu? So asks Rechayim Shmulevitz. Moshe Rabbeinu had such great names. Yered, shehoreid es haTorah milamal lamata. That he was the one that brought down the Torah from up above, from the celestial, the higher worlds, to down below. Cheber. Shechiber es Yisrael, that he connected Klal Yisrael to their Father in Heaven. Avi Socho, Avien Shel Neviim, Shesochim Baruch HaKadosh, that bask in the glow of God's almighty presence. And we refer to this great person as Moshe Rabbeinu ki min hamayim mishisiyu, that he was drawn from the water given him by Bas Paro. Is that Moshe Rabbeinu's legacy? Rechayim Shmulevitz suggests that because of Bas Paro's Mesiras Nefesh, her willingness to sacrifice herself for the sake of this Jewish child, that Mesiras Nefesh was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was that Mesiras Nefesh that enabled Moshe Rabbeinu to be Moser Nefesh on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Though I want to suggest a little bit differently. I want to suggest that the reason why we refer to Moshe, the reason why we refer to this great person as Moshe and not his other names, is because Bas Paro, as she was walking with her maidservants, she saw this Jewish baby. And Chazal tells us that she stretched out her arm. And that stretching out of her arm was not humanly possible. So how was she able to stretch out her arm to come and retrieve this baby from the Nile River? The answer is because she had aspirations to reach this baby. She had hasagot. She didn't settle for status quo. She didn't think that it wasn't possible. It was that hasaga, that aspiration, that desire, that yearning to go above and beyond that which she thought was humanly possible. That's why we refer to this great person as Moshe Rabbeinu. Because without that kimin hamayim mishisiyu, without that hasaga to come and draw this baby out of the water, there wouldn't be an ish socho. There wouldn't be a tuvia. There wouldn't be a yered. There wouldn't be a chaver. He wouldn't exist. It was that aspiration, that willingness to reach for the stars, to realize that there's so much more than what I'm doing right now. It was that ability and that recognition and that appreciation that allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to become the Goel, the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael. And even when Moshe Rabbeinu had a Chalishas Hadas, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't do it. I'm a Kvad Peh, I can't speak. Who am I to be the messenger, to be that Goel? Says the Kli Yakar, the Ruach Hashem diber bibas Paro, that the Spirit of Hashem spoke to the daughter of Paro, likroso Moshe, to call him Moshe, loshon Moshe, Moshe, referring to Moshe, Moshech, the one who pulls, ki hu ha-Moshech es Yisrael, he's the one that will pull Klal Yisrael from Golos, min hamayim hazeidonim, from the horrible waters, v'ilu hoya Moshe bodek bishmo. And all Moshe Rabbeinu has to do when he feels like he can't do it, he can't be masik such a thing, to come and speak to Paro to be the Goel, says the Kli Yakar, all Moshe Rabbeinu has to do is bodek bishmo, to look into his name, hoya nodea lo be'emes. Now he will know ki al yado, through him, Yigalu Yisrael, Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will be redeemed. Lo hayakore tegar la omer la mazesh la kani. He won't have the ability to come now and say, who am I to be this messenger to take Klal Yisrael out of exile? If we want to be great, we have to have hasagos. There's no excuse for any single person in this room not to reach for the stars. Each and every one of us, regardless if we're going into accounting or becoming a lawyer, our tafkid and our mission and our goal has to be, when we're learning in this base medrash, that we have the potential, not only the potential, that we will become the Gadol Hador. We cannot settle for, well, I'm going into accounting anyway, so therefore, let me just keep this 2-hour Seder, and I'll take my CPA, my bar, my law test, and I'll become a lawyer. That's wonderful. We have to have aspirations that we will become a Gadol Batorah. We will finish Shas. We will learn Shas with Rishonim and Poskim. And even if we are a lawyer, that still has to be our aspirations. We still have to have hasagos to reach godless. And if we're in smicha, it can't simply be about, I'm taking my smicha exams and now I'm going to become a rabbi, and now I'm good. That's not sufficient enough. It's not simply about taking the exams, getting my smicha, and now becoming a rebbe or a rabbi in some community. If we're in smicha, our goal is not simply to learn that which is expected of us to become now a certified rabbi. We have to have aspirations to become a gadol hador. We have to have the aspirations to learn kol haTorah kula. We have to want to become a gadol baTorah. And we can't settle for anything less. And even when we no longer are in this Beis Medrash, we have to continue to try. Because if not, if all we want is to remain in Mitzrayim, if all we want is the Choshech, then we have nothing. There's a man by the name of Richard Bernstein. Richard Bernstein is a judge that sits on the Michigan State Supreme Court. He's run 18 marathons, triathlons, and he also happens to be legally blind. And he was asked to speak at an Ohel dinner. And as he was up there speaking, he told over a story about a woman that called him. A woman that had difficulties having children. And for many years she was married and wasn't able to have a child. Until finally, years later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had blessed her with a child. Except for the fact that this child, when born, was born with many disabilities. And she called, this woman called Richard Bernstein. And she said, is he going to be able to talk? Is he going to be able to walk? Is he going to be able to have friends? Is he going to be able to have a job? And as she finished asking him these questions, she says, basically to sum it up, will my child ever be an ordinary child? This judge thought for a moment and answered this woman by telling her, no, your child will not be an ordinary child, because you and your child were not brought down to this earth to simply be ordinary. Rather, you were brought here to this world to become extraordinary. You were brought to this world, you and your child were brought to this world to live extraordinary lives. And that is each and every one of us in this Beis Medrash. We were not simply put here in this world to become ordinary. Ordinary is for the outside world. Ordinary is for the people that are betting on the Super Bowl. That's the ordinary. We're extraordinary. We're here holding up an entire world. The world is held up upon our aspirations for godless. If we are looking to become Gedolim, then we're fulfilling our tachlis, our missions, our job on this world. And if not, if it's simply about attendance, a test, a smicha, a job, that is simply ordinary. We want to be Mitzuyanim. We want to finish Shas. We want to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. We want to strive to become Gedolim and settle for nothing less. Thank you.